A new book out today explores how fashion and style have impacted women's lives. Essays, conversations, pictures, and testimonials from more than 600 women make up the book, Women in Clothes. Jackie Lydon has been taking a look at clothing, narratives, and history in an occasional series called The Seams. She has this story.
It can be hard to talk about clothes in an intelligent way. The fashion critic, Kennedy Fraser, once wrote in The New Yorker that the act of donning a garment can seem almost furtive or trivial, something beneath debate or intellectual content. The editors of Women in Clothes would agree that it's a challenge. Novelist Heidi Julewitz is one of them.
You know, when you hear the word fashion, you just think fashion magazine. You think of a certain kind of much more superficial way of talking about what you put on your body.
She and her two collaborators decided to send out questionnaires to hundreds of women.
We wanted to ask people questions that might in some ways be the province of a fashion magazine, but we wanted to really free people from that fashion language.
Fashion magazine language can be both tired and patronizing. Must-have outfits, do's and don'ts, competitive notions like who wore it best. Together with Leanne Shapton and Sheila Hetty, the authors created a list of 50 far more intriguing clothing questions.
What is your cultural background, and how has that influenced how you dress?
Do you think you have taste or style? Which one is more important?
How does money fit into all this?
Did your parents teach you things about clothing? Care for your clothing, dressing, or style?
Please describe your mind. Please describe your body. Please describe your emotions.
And another thing they wanted to know was how many women were not interested in clothing. And among the 1,000 or so responses they got?
5%.
5%.
It's so frustrating when people say, I'm not interested in clothing. You know, what they mean is I don't want to appear to care about clothes.
That was certainly true for Sheila Hetty, one of the editors of Women in Clothes. She's the author of the novel, How Should a Person Be? She said she'd never given any thought to clothes. She was a writer, had an interior life. Clothes were external. But that changed a couple years ago.
I woke up one day and I just thought, today's the day that I want to figure out how to dress. You know, I wanted to know what other women thought about as they got dressed, how they knew what to buy in a store, how they knew what they wanted to wear. I want to sort of figure out what my taste was.
The submissions in Women in Clothes are stories or fragments, a chorus of voices from around the world about clothing as intimacy, emotion, memory. One woman talks of emigrating as a child from Vietnam. Their first apartment came equipped with an industrial sewing machine, and the whole family labored together sewing clothes. Another is a week's diary of a woman's compulsive purchases. The famous appear here, Miranda July, Lena Dunham, Cindy Sherman, but the vast majority are not. One contributor is Gilda Haber of Silver Spring, Maryland. As an author and educator, she's written thousands of pages on clothing rules going back as far as ancient Greece and Rome.
Nobody realizes that this is a law, that you have to be dressed to a certain extent. So we are forced to dress, actually. Otherwise, we break the law if anybody should run naked down the street.
Clothing restrictions were part and parcel of her childhood. As a Jewish girl growing up in East London during World War II, Haber fixated on clothing as it defined her. She was an only child, shipped off to a Christian orphanage by her mother. There, she had to wear red bloomers. She hated them, and it got worse.
By the time I was 16, my mother had me measured and put into a corset with whalebone and hooks and a tie-up at the side, and you could knock on me.
Haber also describes how she was dressed the day an editor for Life magazine in London invited her to tea. She wanted to wear her first beautiful post-war white dress, which showed off her figure, but instead her mother forced her to wear her detested school uniform.
Tea was a disaster. The young, handsome editor expected a glamorous teenager. I was so angry with my mother that I risked a slap in the face. Right then, I decided to leave home and come to America, which I did.
Mothers and daughters usually have a primal relationship over clothes. Milena Rose's mother helped her answer a survey about what clothes she likes. Milena's 5, the book's youngest contributor.
The dress has flowers and it has straw
odd lace, and it has leaves on the leggings, and the dress has tiny flowers and designs.
But to wear shorts and t-shirts, that would make her
a little bit sad.
In Women in Clothes, the often elitist language of fashion is stripped away, leaving behind a conversation, sometimes funny, sometimes painful. Editor Leanne Shapton wrote the memoir Swimming Studies, for which Shapton won the 2012 National Book Critics Circle Award. She says that some of the best entries here show plain honesty, like this one she reads from Anne Ireland.
Often I'll spot a woman crossing the road who is wearing just the narrow gray-black pants I want, or sneakers that are just one color with no ugly stripes. Maybe I could get away with that Indian dress. Those Jesus sandals are just the ticket. I bet they're comfortable, too. Then I crave it, a sort of low-level fever that won't lift until I've located the desired item and seen whether it works for me, too.
Clothing is triumph. Clothing is connection. And as this book attests, it's about the life of the mind and heart. Sheila Hetty offers this memory from a contributor named Amy Turner.
My favorite piece of jewelry is a gold heart that I got in upstate New York. I never have distinct or clear feelings, but when I saw it and put it on, I knew unwaveringly that it was for me. At the time, I was with a friend I'd become close to over a year of writing emails, and in our first exchanges, I knew that she was for me, too. Now, when I put the necklace on, I think of her, and I think of what it feels like to know something clearly in my gut.
Clearly, from the gut, you find that one thing, that one dress, jacket, hat, that makes you a big, bold personality, even if you're a little mouse. That's not shallow. That's about transformation. For NPR News, I'm Jackie Leiden.